Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Platinum Business Break podcast, and we're so glad you're here. And this is the podcast where we dive into ideas that help elevate your small to medium-sized business. And I'm your host, Dan, and today's episode is about something that challenges conventional thinking in business, all right? It's Volume 4, Episode 14, The Way Business Should Be, Part 16. And the title is Why Should You Ignore the Competition in Business? All right, now, just a really quick recap. So last year, I was on vacation and thought about realigning and recalibrating my compass. And with that, I kind of came up with my manifesto. It was like 20-something points on what businesses should be like or how you should do business. And, you know, the first one was really business should not be hard. It shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be a beatdown. Yeah, look, I'm not saying it shouldn't be challenging. But look, we should have fun wherever we work and the businesses we're trying to build, right? I mean, because you're spending your lifetime in you know, more than a third of your life at work, you might as well have fun. You might as well enjoy it. And this is just one of the many points. Okay, again, this is Why Should You Ignore the Competition in Business? Again, this is Volume 4, Episode 14, The Way Business Should Be. Ignore the competition, all right? So, glad you're here, glad you're listening, and glad you're watching. And by the way, this is on all the popular podcast channels. If you're on Spotify, if you're on iHeartRadio or Amazon Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, guess what? We're there. Also, there's a YouTube video. So, hey, subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to all of it. Hey, like it, watch it, and learn it, love it. It's life. All right? Okay, here we go. Sorry, hey, I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon. It's just kind of crazy. We're going to go with this. Most business owners spend their time watching the competition, trying to outsmart or outdo them. But today, I'm going to argue this is the wrong approach. Instead of obsessing over what your competitors are doing, you should focus on innovation, on creating something new and better that sets you apart. So let's break down why. First of all, conventional wisdom is often wrong. Now, the first thing we need to address is why this idea might feel counterintuitive. After all, conventional wisdom tells us to keep an eye on the competition, right? But there's a reality. Conventional wisdom is often wrong. So think about this. According to a 2023 study, 70% of small businesses fail by their 10th year. Now, this is a staggering statistic. If most people are following conventional advice or wisdom, most businesses are failing. So doesn't that tell you something? So conventional wisdom tells you to mimic the competition, to follow their lead, to watch their every move. But that often just leads to playing a game of catch-up. By the time you've copied their latest innovation, they've moved on to the next thing. It's a never-ending cycle. And here's the thing. You can't win if you're always trying to play someone else's game. All right? You hear what I'm saying? You smell what I'm cooking? All right. The most successful businesses aren't focused on beating their competitors. They're focused on competing with themselves. So they ask, how can we be better today than we were yesterday? This mindset shifts the focus from reacting to the competition to creating something entirely new. And my favorite, take Apple, for example. When Steve Jobs returned to the company in the late 90s, he wasn't interested in what Dell or IBM were doing. He focused on innovation, on creating products that no one else had imagined. So what was the result? Apple's revenue went from $8 billion in 2000 to over $260 billion by 2023, doing what others are doing slightly better. It's about doing something completely different. When you focus on innovation, you stop worrying about what others are doing because you're too busy building something unique. So let's look at the data. Let's look at the stats. According to a report by McKinsey, companies that prioritize innovation grow 3 times faster than their competition. Wow, think about that. If you're innovating, you're not just staying competitive, you're leaving your competition behind. You're creating the future while they're still stuck in the present. Here's another stat. Businesses that invest in research and development, or R&D, outperform those who don't by 50% over the long term. And it's no coincidence that companies that are winning, like Amazon, Tesla, and even Google, are all innovation-driven. They don't waste time chasing trends or trying to copy the competition. They create the trends. And this isn't just for the tech giants. Small and medium-sized businesses can thrive with this approach too. Take Warby Parker, for instance. Instead of copying traditional eyewear companies like Luxottica, they innovated. with direct-to-consumer model offering stylish, affordable glasses online. In just a few years, Warby Parker grew into a $1 billion company by doing things differently, not by following the herd. So why does copying the competition usually fail? Well, for one, it puts you in a reactive mindset. You're always playing catch-up and always behind. By the time you launch your version of what the competition is doing, the market has moved on, and now you're seen as a follower, not a leader. Here's another example, Blockbuster Video. Now, you guys remember them, right? If you're older, you do. Blockbuster famously ignored innovation and tried to mimic Netflix's DVD by mail service. But by the time they caught on, Netflix was already transitioning into streaming. Blockbuster was playing the wrong game, and we all know how that ended. Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix at one point, and they went, nah, people are always going to come to stores to rent videos. So again, you see how that ended. Meanwhile, companies like Netflix, which focused on pioneering new technologies and models and original content, not only survived, they thrived. In fact, as of 2023, Netflix boasts over 238 million subscribers worldwide. The lesson? Copying doesn't build long-term success. Innovation does. So, how can we stay ahead of the competition by focusing on innovation instead of imitation? So, here's some best practices that can help. So number one, embrace a culture of experimentation. Innovation thrives in environments where failure is seen as a learning opportunity, not a disaster or a punishment. Encourage your team to experiment with new ideas, new processes, and new products. Google's famous 20% time allowed employees to spend 20% of their time on passion projects, which led to the creation of Gmail, Google Maps, and other innovations. Number two, invest in R&D or research and development. Don't be afraid to invest in research and development. Innovation isn't just about having a good idea. It's about developing that idea and bringing it to life. According to a report from PwC, the top 10 most innovative companies in the world collectively spend over $70 billion a year on research. So if you want to stay ahead, you need to put your money behind those ideas. Number three, stay customer-centric. While it's important to innovate, your innovations need to be grounded in what your customers actually want or might actually want. Ask yourself, how can you solve a problem that my customers will face? How can I make their lives easier? That's the kind of innovation that wins. Think of Airbnb, which identified a problem, expensive and personal hotel stays, and innovated a peer-to-peer solution that now dominates the travel industry. More and more people I know are booking Airbnbs over hotels. Number four, leverage technology. In today's world, technology drives innovation. AI, automation, and data analytics are changing the way business operates. By leveraging these tools, you can out-innovate your competitors. Now let's look at Tesla. They weren't just innovating cars, they were innovating manufacturing processes, battery technologies, and software or software updates to their vehicles. This allowed them to completely redefine the auto industry. All right, last one, number five, create your own metrics of success. Instead of measuring success by comparing yourself to others, create your own metrics. Are you launching new products, enhancing your customer's experience, improving operational efficiency? Focus on your business's growth and improvements, not the competition's moves. All right, here's some final thoughts. So to wrap up today's episode, remember this, your competition isn't your greatest threat. Stagnation is. Focusing on the competition is a surefire way to fall into the trap, but focusing on innovation is what keeps you ahead. Innovation is the ultimate competitive advantage. It allows you to play by your own rules, redefine your industry, and create unique value that others can't replicate. And when you do that, you stop worrying about the competition because, frankly, they're the ones worrying about you. Now, wouldn't that be a great place to be in? Hey, so that's it. That's all I got. This is kind of a short episode, so I hope you enjoyed it. So thank you for tuning into the Platinum Business Break podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share it with a friend who might benefit from this message. Also, check out our website for more resources, and you can go to our platinumbusinessconsulting.com, which, by the way, this episode is sponsored by. We have blog posts and a lot of information that can help your business. So until next time, remember, success isn't about outdoing others. It's about outdoing yourself. All right. See you next time on the Platinum. Platinum Business Break Podcast. Bye.